Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about breaking through the mental hurdles that come when you have the thought, we have nothing to talk about.
There's an anonymous quote that says this: there is nothing lonelier than sitting in the same room with someone and having absolutely nothing to talk about. The lack of affection can be tolerated, but to feel invisible is painful. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about in today's episode. But first, we start every episode with a hug. And this hug comes from a post that was in the One Family private Facebook group. It starts with spiritual pillar. Over the past 24 years, we've shared a commitment to serving at church, with 23 of those spent in marriage. If you ever sense a disconnect or boredom creeping in this area, it might be time to shake things up a bit, reinforcing the pillars of our connection. While we still serve together on the adult worship team, we've stepped into directing kids' worship recently, and this has brought a new dimension to our spiritual closeness. The privilege and passion we've discovered in serving together in this capacity has been overwhelming. We find ourselves ministered to by these children, feeling a strong anointing in their presence. Moreover, recent breakthroughs in overcoming personal strongholds and addictions have further deepened our impact in ministry and strengthened our connection. It's an honor to serve alongside them as they grow into leaders for the younger generation. I love seeing a couple take this concept, this understanding of spiritual intimacy. And, you know, it's not just impacting their marriage, but as they serve with children and kids worship, to just see like how that kind of stuff gets passed on to the next generation.
Yeah. It's something we talk about often, right? Like even when we do our Six Pillars of Intimacy masterclass, which, you know, if you haven't seen us live and would like to go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/events. And we have a number of events coming up at churches, our own events, see where we're at, but we'd love to see you there. But during the spiritual intimacy pillar, we'll talk about that. Like, how are you serving together? What have you done to serve? It may be in your local church. It may be out in the mission field. It may be downtown feeding the hungry. It can happen in many different ways that the two of you are serving. But I believe, and I think Elisa would say the same, when we serve together in that capacity, it draws us closer together. It shows a different side of who we are, and it strengthens our marriage and our six pillars of intimacy. So go out, serve together, see the world in a different way than we normally see it in.
That's really good. That's really good. Well, as Tony said at the top of the episode, we're talking about that whole, we have nothing to talk about.
When you brought this up, you know, it hit my mind.
I don't. Oh, you're going to share it right
I'm
now,
I'm
going to
share it. Yeah, absolutely, I'm going to share it. Our drive to Las Vegas at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, literally, yeah. I saw this and I'm like, ooh, geez, that brings up some memories.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. But, you know, this past week's had a lot of conversation through coaching sessions around emotional intimacy or the lack thereof. You know, I've had specific coaching conversations, but it's also come up just in some of the topic, you know, and the flow in the Bold Wives Club as they've been talking about what does this look like? What's happening with my husband? What's happening with me? And just how do we strengthen that? And, you know, so much of this comes back to this idea of, you know, we have nothing to talk about, or what do we talk about now? Where it's like, yes, we can cover the bills and we can cover the chores and we can cover the kids and we can cover the groceries. But then when it comes to us, yeah, it's kind of like the crickets.
Well,
that just happened there.
Well, it's part of our coffee break that we have in the Six Pillars of Intimacy planner, right? I mean, there's the logistics part, and yet we have a whole nother part of that coffee break going like, what's going on between us? Like, what are we doing to engage one another and have that conversation? So our coffee break has that, and it's right there in the planner. I'll put a link to it here in the episode notes if you want to check out the planner.
And I'm not calling anybody out specifically, but we do know that there are quite a few of you that get a little hung up on the logistics part, and you never get to the what about us part.
So you're saying spend a lot of time on the logistics, and so what ends up happening is the coffee break gets cut.
Well, we're out of time, we're good. We covered the logistics. You're good. I'm good. Like, we know where we're going this week. We're good.
Yeah, right? I think that's happened to us too at times. You know, we've gone stuck ourselves and had to go, wait a minute here. Like, we got to time this logistics stuff. We can't sit here forever. Like, let's move through it.
And let's face it. You can do the logistics a whole lot faster for the most part. But I'm not even just talking about those types of situations. I'm talking about when you got like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When it's like, oh, okay, well, yes, now that we've handled the logistics, maybe you haven't used the coffee break. And so you're like, well, we've talked, but have you really? Right. Because if you think back, and I am going to challenge you right now, I don't care if you've been married 40 years, I don't care if you've been married 4 months, to like those early conversations, right? When you would have the, like, what do you like to do? And what did you do in fourth grade? And who was your favorite teacher? And what was your dog's name? And tell me about growing up. And tell me about your parents. And tell me about family traditions and all this kind of stuff. And you're just like, I can't, oh my gosh, like, I want to know and I want to ask you. And there's this give and take and just this like ease. And that's what I'm going to say. There was this ease to the conversations that you would have. And then you fast forward 2 years or 10 years or 30. And it's like, well, you know what? We've had all the conversations. Like, I'm good. I don't need to ask anything. I don't need to, you know, like, I'm good. I know you. We've been together. Tony and I have been together, you guys, in just a few short months. It'll be 30 years that we've been together. I'm actually now allowed to say, I've given myself permission to say 30 years because we're in the downhill slide, less than 90 days until that happens. And it's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time. And we have had those seasons.
Can I share something? Because I love what you're saying. And what hits me, obviously, is that we've become comfortable.
Mm.
Right? And you and I think, have felt in this area of our own lives over the years is we just have fallen comfortable. And last week's episode was there's more than one choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be either or, it can be both and. And we had a comment in the private Facebook group, the One Family private Facebook group, from a gentleman who said, good reminder episode.
Ooh.
You know, and he said, early in our relationship, we would so often go out of our way to do things the other person was interested in not for our own benefit, but because we just enjoyed spending time with that person, doing whatever brought them joy. Over the years, it turned more and more into, sorry, I'm just not interested in that, regardless of how much the other enjoyed it. Would probably do good to try and move back towards the former. And I think about that, about what we're talking about today, and we have nothing to talk about, is, wow, how often am I just saying, sorry, I'm not interested. So I really don't care if it brings you joy or it draws us closer together, because I have become more selfish is what I hear him saying. And I think is what happens is I've become more selfish. So I really don't care to ask you any questions, to get to know you again, to figure out what's going on with you.
Right. Because when we're dating, when I'm just getting to know you, it is all about the other person.
It
like
is.
You are wooing them, you are engaged with them. And I think that word that you use, comfortable, is a really big deal. Because I know we've both had seasons in our marriage where we have gotten really comfortable. And I will say that sometimes when you get really comfortable, and I'm only speaking for myself, I'm not putting this on Tony, but when I get really comfortable, I can get really lazy. And I think, you know, Tony, just at the top of this episode, kind of, you know, referenced back to that situation in January, which, if you have not listened to the apathy episode, that would be where this, you know, this year has where the year started from, really. Mm-hmm. Comfortable. Literally, you guys, we were in the car for, what's the drive to Vegas, about 5 hours?
5 hours.
Yeah, we probably spent about 10 minutes talking.
That was probably a little more than that, but it was one of those situations where, you know, at the top where Lisa said with the quote, the lack of affection can be tolerated, but to feel invisible is painful. And I remember driving along and just going, this is painful. this is tough. There's something going on between us, and I couldn't put a finger to it. But when she read that, I was like, ooh, I just remember that sense of like, man, I just feel invisible to Elisa at this time. Hold on here. Apathy is episode 790. The greatest threat to our marriage is apathy. So I'll make sure to put a link here too in the episode notes.
Yeah. And I think, you know, sometimes we don't realize the pain we're inflicting because we can be in this place where we're like, you know what? We're so good at the logistics. Like we are able to handle, we're like great roommates. I can't tell you how many people will sit across from me when I first start coaching with them. And they basically describe being excellent roommates. Like he cleans up after himself. She cleans up after herself. We take care of, we each have our own responsibilities. We can do all the things together, but there's no more curiosity. There's no more wondering what's actually going on in your spouse's life or asking and really caring how the person is or how their day went or what happened in the meeting or the conversation with the friend or the boss. And you stop talking about dreams. Mm-hmm. You stop sharing dreams.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Or plans for the future. And then you get into this place where, you know, you just don't see eye to eye anymore. Right? And you just stop talking because maybe there was a sharp word one day or you got that I don't know answer repeated over and over again, which even as I'm saying that, I'm like, gosh, did I say I don't know when we were dating? Right? Like we're talking about, like, I'm just thinking about the conversations.
It was almost 30 years ago. I can't remember that far back.
You know, but my point with that is, you know, when we would have the conversations when we were dating and you're like, hey, so what do you want to do? I don't remember being in that place where I'm like, I don't know, like with the indifference, right? Of like,
right.
That's the point I'm making. Like there wasn't indifference.
There was probably not indifference, but there's probably times for sure where something was said and it's more like, I don't know, like more quizzical. Like, I don't know, like I'd have to think through that, but not an indifference. Like, I don't care to answer that for you.
Which is exactly my point. Like, yeah. Like, yes, I'm sure when we were first dating, I would have said, I don't know, but from that place of, huh. You know, mm-hmm. That's like a really good question, as opposed to, you know, almost three decades, or for some of you, it's 3 years down the road where you're saying, I don't know, because you're just not like investing any time. Mm-hmm. And I will say, and I have been having this conversation with a lot of people lately, if you're not willing to invest time in your marriage, and this is maybe going to be a wake up call for some of you, if you're not willing to invest time in your marriage, there likely will be other people who are willing to invest time in your spouse. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be a little direct right here. We get behind our microphones every week because we want to equip you to be able to have tools and strategies to bridge a gap, to have a conversation, to look at your spouse in a different way. Because we don't want, Tony and I do not want somebody else looking at your spouse the way you could be looking at them, to have the conversations you could be having, to be in that place of emotional intimacy with them, and instead opening the door to somebody else being emotionally intimate. There's an investment of time and energy. You did it when you were first dating. You did it when you were first getting to know. And we need to get into this place mm-hmm. of saying, hey, you know what? Yeah, we've been in a cycle where we have nothing to talk about, but let's break that cycle. Let's do something different. And we're going to talk about that after this break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We're back, and we've been talking about this dreaded, awful, uncomfortable place that is kind of summed up with, we have nothing to talk about. And Tony and I will be the first people to tell you, it can be a season. It doesn't have to be a permanent condition. you can actually say, you know what? Yeah, we've been here. We've been here. Like, call it out. Let's not avoid the elephant in the room. Let's not say, you know what? Well, you know, kind of, sort of. No, it's there. For some of you, you're in it right now. Mm-hmm. Some of you can look back over the history of your marriage and go, ooh, yeah, that was definitely, that was not a great season. We've been there. Mm-hmm. We've been there. But sometimes the first step is just acknowledging that there is something to deal with. Right? We haven't been talking a lot lately.
And it could be from a myriad of places or reasons why.
Sure.
We don't know that and where you are in your life and in your marriage and what may be going on. And yet it can come up from different places mm-hmm. and in different ways and at different times and in different years. And I think the first thing we have to do, no matter what's going on in our lives and how we want to strengthen our pillars of intimacy, we have to acknowledge that there is an issue. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard, and it's easy just to push it aside, not deal with it, not address it, because that's easy. It really is.
It doesn't feel good, but it is easy.
It is, because it means I don't have to. Here's what I do know. It's easy because we don't have to put ourselves in a place where we may get rejected, where we may get hurt, where we may feel just guilty or whatever it may come up, those feelings that are like in us. And yet we got to step forward, folks. We have to take that first step of just acknowledging it.
Mm-hmm. So start small.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're not going to go from not talking and having nothing to talk about to, you know, talking all day, every day. I actually tell my coaching clients, I'm like, I call it the ice cream cone test, right? Like, go out and have an ice cream cone or a cup of coffee. You're probably somewhere in the 10 to 30 minute category in terms of a conversation.
Oh, I was thinking of like, what's something quick, like 5 minutes? Well, I feel like ice cream is a long time, man. If you get a double scoop or something, I could be there for a while. Unless it's a hot day in the desert and you know it's going to melt, so you're going to have to eat that sucker fast.
Okay, totally random question. When was the last time you actually got a double scoop of ice cream?
Well, I like to make sure my figure, like, I got to think of my figure.
Answer the question. Can you remember the last time you got a double scoop of ice cream?
And if I did,
I'm laughing right now because
it was in a cup.
You don't even remember. You're making this up. Although I did see some of our friends are traveling and they're in Italy right now, and I did see their gelato picture today. So good for them.
I gotta see that. Yeah. I gotta see the gelato. No, I cannot remember
because I'm not. Don't order double scoops.
Well, I don't order a lot of ice cream either. So that's what I'm saying. It has to be something quicker.
Okay.
Like a cannoli. Like, you can eat that real quick.
Oh, says the Italian. And the fact that I brought up our friends are traveling to Italy right now.
Yes.
But don't expect perfection either. No. The first 2, 3, 10 times. It's going to take, like, you're a little out of shape. You're out of conversational shape. You're going to have to practice again. You're going to have to do the reps. Schedule it. Right? You know, it's not going to just happen. How do I know? Because you haven't been doing it. So the expectation that it's just going to like pop out of the air and you're just going to have this amazing conversation that you did not put on your calendar, keep dreaming. It's why we talk about scheduling sex. It's why we talk about scheduling conversations. Because if you don't schedule some of this stuff, people,
it's not going to happen. Even you say that. And, you know, since last year now, we have had prayer time on our calendars 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Mm-hmm. It is on our calendar. We are not 100% perfect. And yet, even when we miss, we get it the next day mm-hmm. or the next time and we get back at it. Or we may miss 2 times and then we get back at it the third time. The best thing is not to miss times in a row. Like, you miss it once, get back on it. You miss it twice, like, you better get on that third mm-hmm. time, because you miss it that third time, it's over. Like,
yeah, you start
it's
going,
really
eh.
tough to get back into that habit. But schedule it, put it on. Maybe it's once a week, once every 2 weeks, whatever it is that works for you guys. Get it on your calendar.
Do something else while you're having your conversations. Mm-hmm. Like, I think back when Tony and I were young marrieds, the amount of conversations that we would have when he hiked behind me. He can't hike in front of me because he's just much more powerful on the trail. And so I end up having talking to myself because he will take off on me when that happens.
Well, why don't we start hiking again,
I actually
Lisa?
Had the thought at the beginning of this episode.
Shush.
Like as we were talking about, I'm like, I should, when you brought up the comment that was made in the Facebook group about how we used to do things that others liked, I'm like, I should probably offer to hike with, it actually went through my head. So
I would love it.
And
I
y'all think, have I think, it recorded here, so you can call me out.
I think it would be fun to get back out on the trail. It would. It's, if anything, to me, it gets us away from everything.
Yes.
Doing our walk and talks on the beach are amazing, and I love those. Honestly, I do. There's something, though, about being on a trail in the woods or wherever it may be, because we've gone to many a places, that's just, there's just a deafening quiet. Mm-hmm. Which we don't get.
And a lot fewer people. So a I did have the fewer. Thought. You're.
And then we can work back into backpacking.
Wow. You're going to go there, right? Wow. So hiking, walking, taking a cooking class. I actually have clients that they're going to start taking dance lessons.
Okay.
Right? Just, yes, they're going to be doing all the recreational intimacy. These are all recreational intimacy things. But I will tell you, I've seen it time and time again. It's the beauty of the six pillars of intimacy and their interconnectedness is that you can be doing one pillar, right? Recreational intimacy. We're going to dance together. And you have to talk about where the hands are going or what the steps are doing or, oh my gosh, that was so funny. You stepped on my toe for like the third time. Right? Whatever it is.
I don't feel like that's going to be, oh, how funny. I think I would be getting the like, Tony, you just stepped on my toe for the third time. Like, let's get this right.
Yeah, figure out this step.
Let's figure out this step.
But it's still those conversations, right? It's talking about something else. And it's doing something so that you don't have that like, oh, we need to talk. And then everybody's like, ah, system short circuit, that kind of thing. So do something.
Hey, go fishing. Go boating. Go do. I'm just saying.
Go fishing.
Yeah, I mean, for some folks, that's awesome.
It totally is. I actually have another coaching
We were in Naples just recently. We were in Naples, Florida, and we're out on the beach, and people are like, they got their big trailers, and I mean, there are a number of people who just have their fishing poles on, and they're just out there like...
Well, it was all the people along, 75, Alligator Alley, that were in the rest stops and stuff, like, or off the rest stops?
Yeah.
Look at us. We sound like Floridians. Yeah, I'm like Alligator Alley and all the things.
But I'm just saying, there are so many things to do. I mean, we have dear friends, you know, who boat a lot, and just getting out on the boat, it's just that ability to, you know, have space to talk. Mm-hmm. And it just allows, you could be floating on the river. You could, whatever that is for you. For some of you, it's skiing and the snow sports in the winter. And then in the summertime, or the fall time, you want to go hunting together. Whatever that may be, it breaks up and allows you to have that time together.
Absolutely. Consider using a tool to make it easier.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason we wrote a book called Connect Like You Did When You First Met, 101 Proven Questions for Couples. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we struggled asking and answering questions. There's a reason why our glove box has two different decks of conversation cards, because there are times when we're in the car, like when we're driving to Vegas or going other places, where having someone else who has already thought of the questions makes your life so much easier because you just pull one out and you ask and answer it.
That's it.
Right? So it's okay. You don't need our permission, but you have our permission to use a tool to come up with a question so you don't have to, because it'll make it easier and you'll actually ask it.
Mm-hmm.
And then take turns hearing one another, right? Listen, be curious, ask questions. Don't be accusatory. If your spouse gives you an answer to one of those questions, don't say, and here, I'll tell you, just listen to the difference in this. There's a huge difference between saying, tell me more about that, to their response. You know, like they tell you something, you're like, well, tell me more about that, versus why would you say that?
I've had both said to me.
The first one sounds a lot nicer and gets a whole lot more engagement.
It's like that, the question that we say often is, what does that mean to you? Because there's clarity. Like, mm-hmm. Give me more clarity. What does that mean to you? Because I don't see it like that. And it helps to expand and understand what's going on. Tell me more about that is just sort of like, well, tell me more. Mm-hmm. Tell me more. Like, why it? Like, there are things that go on in my own head that don't bother Elisa one bit. and vice versa. And so sometimes it's sort of like, wait, tell me more about that, because I'm not tracking with you here right now, mm-hmm. because that's not the way I see the world or where I'm at in my own life right now.
Yeah.
And I expect you to be where I'm at, but you're not right now. So tell me more about where you're at. Mm-hmm. So what's going on? Tell me more about that. Like, just even, you know what it is, folks? It's being open, honest, and transparent. It's getting vulnerable with your spouse. It's getting real with them. It's opening up. It's letting go of all the stuff that we're holding on to. Clenched fists, locked jaw. My spouse doesn't understand me. They don't know what's going on. It's just going, all right, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to let you in again, because mm-hmm. I did it before.
Mm, that's how you got to the altar.
Mm-hmm. So can I do it again?
And I want to say one thing about the questions that I forgot to mention. Those of you that have listened for a long time, this won't be a surprise to you, but those of you that are brand new listeners, when you do something like ask a question at a Connect like you did, or use conversation cards, establish from the get-go that you're only going to do like one or two questions.
Yeah.
Don't make this be like 101 questions straight. You will overwhelm and tax your spouse.
Yeah.
Just pick one or two.
Yeah.
Keep it, like Tony said, the 5-minute rule, right? Like keep it 5 to 10 minutes, keep it short and sweet.
Boom. We did one. Cool. Like it's a start. You can do more as you grow and you practice.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're saying for this episode specifically, let's just get started.
Yeah. And finally, and we kind of alluded to it just there at the end, celebrate your wins in rediscovering and redeveloping the ability to talk to one another. Celebrate the fact that you got through the conversation. Celebrate the fact that you asked and answered a question, you know, that you made the time for one another, that you're in the process of learning who your spouse is all over again. But celebrate that. Tony and I have really stepped into this place recently where it's like, we don't celebrate wins often enough. And so we want to encourage you, as the one family, as part of this community excited to do marriage well, that we become a place where marriage is excited and exciting and celebrated. And we give each other those virtual and in-person high fives to say, you got this.
Yep.
And you're developing this skill to rediscover who the two of you are again.
Yeah. You know, and this week is your week to go, we have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, this is your week. It's a week to just step out and just go, you know what? Let's figure out the day, the time, and find one question that we can just ask and answer. And for those of you who may be like, oh, we're so busy and we're this and we got that, and think 5 minutes. You have 168 hours in the week. Can you find 5 minutes? Can you find 7 minutes this week to just be with your spouse and get that conversation started again? We're praying for you. We're believing for you. We're excited for you. We know that you can do this because you're part of the one family. And those who come to the one family and are part of the one family, you guys are the top 1%. You really are. You believe in extraordinary marriage. And this week, you're going to go do that. So you guys have yourselves a fantastic one. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.